Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
Paul the Apostle said his goal was to know Christ, to be like Christ, and to be all Christ had in mind for him. Now, this goal absorbed all of his energy, and this is supposed to be an example for us. We should not let anything take our eyes off the goal, which is Jesus Christ. With the single-mindedness of an athlete in training, we need to lay aside everything harmful, everything we need to forsake, even the good stuff that might distract us from being effective Christians. We're in Philippians chapter 3, beginning in verse 12 today, where Paul the Apostle, writing to this church in Philippi, says, "I don't mean to say I'm perfect. I haven't learned all that I should learn yet, and I keep working toward that day when I will finally be all that Christ saved me for and wants me to be. No, dear brothers, I am still not all I should be, but I am bringing all my energies to bear on this one thing, forgetting the past, looking forward to what lies ahead. I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God is calling us up to heaven because of what Jesus Christ did for us." So Paul, again, he's not claiming here in any way that he had arrived. He's not saying that he was done. No, Paul wasn't there yet. But note the language that Paul uses concerning this goal. He said he was pressing on in the original language, saying that he would lay hold of this position and presence of Christ in his living. He, knowing that Christ was indeed already present in his heart, but by grace and mercy, not because of his own efforts. He says again in verse 14, "I press on." Now that can't happen without some real personal and impassioned effort. The reality is today that you will always struggle, Christian, with sin as long as you are in this life. But God doesn't kick you out of the club because you fall down. The question isn't, do you fail? The question today is, are you even in the game? Are you driven onward into a practical sanctification out of a deep passion for Christ and kingdom? God will always take you back. He'll always forgive, always hold you tight if you have the heart and passion that manifests itself by pressing on. He's not playing games, and we shouldn't be either. We know in this passage that Paul is not asking for us to never look back over our shoulder, you know, historically speaking. No, in fact, God often asks his people to remember. In fact, he had them sometimes build memorials so they wouldn't forget where they came from or what they went through getting to that point. So Paul is not negating our testimony or our past. What Paul is looking to do here is to remove any of the often plethora of excuses that we pull out to stand down from getting into the race. Perhaps today it's a dark sin from your past. Maybe that past was even yesterday. It is the devil's work, however, that says that you are declared out for any reason, that you are unworthy, because the truth is, gang, we are all unworthy. There's nothing we can ever do to exclude ourselves from the cross of Christ. No, that act was done for us before we ever committed sin one. It was done for us before we ever even started to trash our lives. So unless you have some bodies hidden someplace, I doubt if you could ever match the sin with Paul. But even if you do, it doesn't matter, because if you can, Jesus Christ always has us covered if we're willing. We just need to set down our sin. We need to press on. Now, I promise you that Jesus Christ, and certainly here in our church, will press on with you. So let me ask you today just this. Are you moving? Are you indeed pressing on? The great commentary writer M.R. DeHaan once said, "Progress is the healthy condition of every Christian man, and I guess woman for that matter, and he only realizes his best estate while he is growing in grace, adding to his faith virtue, following on to know the Lord, and daily receiving grace upon grace out of the fullness which is treasured up in Christ Jesus. So press on. Press on means to move quickly and energetically towards some objective. It literally presents a picture of vigorous activity. Paul, therefore, emphasizes the necessity of each one of us to vigorously, uncompromisingly, continually, as a habit of life, to, quote, work out our salvation in fear and trembling, end quote. Paul continually exerts effort to forge ahead. He seems to have in his mind the image of a Greek runner streaking down the race course. He is keeping up the chase. He is pressing on towards a fixed goal. Paul pursued sanctification with all of his might, straining every spiritual muscle to win that prize. And in the spiritual life, just remember this today, direction makes all the difference. True believers, we're not in heaven yet, but true believers continually aim their steps in that direction.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Pastor Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, visit believerstogether.com.